Ramble.
This is, guys, this may be the greatest technological advancement since the beginning of the car. We are embarking on something that is not only smart, but it is inherently creative.
Adapt, overcome, innovate.
Adapt, react, over adapt, act. Okay? We have strapped a GoPro to my own.
I gotta give us a slate.
What a buzzkill. What a buzzkill, Zach. Zach is interrupting. Sorry. Oh, Buzz Aldrin was fucking nay-naying on the moon. Would you stand up and say, excuse me, Buzz, we need a slate. Unbelievable. In the middle of JFK talking, 84 years ago, he said. Remember that?
Rainey, I'm going to need you to, as you laugh, just keep your head very still.
Oh, yeah.
So in case you're listening to the audio, we just are very excited that Rainey's...
In case you're listening to the podcast, the audio show as audio.
It's audio. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense that you'd be like, huh? But, Scrooby. But Rainey has a GoPro strapped to her head. Miles has a GoPro strapped to his chest.
I thought we were going to do the, hey guys, we're back in the studio. Just kidding. We're blogging.
Well, that's clear, though, to the video listeners.
We don't know that.
Hey guys, we're back in. Let's do it anyway.
Yeah.
Rainey, hey. I've never been aware of how much you move your head until this moment.
It's hyper smooth, baby. That's a GoPro Hero 9.
It's your director's eye.
Yeah, okay.
I do move my head a lot.
But if Hypersmooth is on, Zach, then you're not even going to know.
We've got GoPros here on Miles' chest and there on Rainey's head. We are going to be going around the office, and we thought, let's get this shit mounted.
Interesting. Mounted.
Mounted, Zach.
What's wrong with that?
It just feels a little pornographic.
Too strong.
Just a little pornographic for 9 a.m. I feel like recently we've been recording podcasts a little bit later in the day.
Yeah.
To be here at 9 a.m. really is like, it's like, wow, welcome to the morning show. Even though this is the time that we recorded podcasts for years.
I feel like I need to like get down on my knees
really
in front of
you. I really thought you were opposing.
That's right. Zach's on his knees in front of me for the audio listeners.
Miles just said, I don't mean to be rude, but Zach, get on your knees.
He said it with his eyes.
I don't mean to be rude, but Zach, down boy.
It happened to me. I had an oopsie this morning.
What did you do?
Oh.
Every morning I get into the car with my smoothie and with my mug of tea. And I like drinking out of the real mug. I don't think that the travel mugs taste the same.
Really?
I totally agree.
There's something about putting my lips to either plastic or the metal ones.
Oh, metal I can't even handle.
Can't even. Club it's can't true. Even handle me right now.
Club can't handle right now. No. Metal can't even handle my coffee.
You need the real, the clay, whatever
okay,
the fuck this is.
Go over a speed bump and tell me that you're not spilling.
Well, so that is the life I live.
Yeah.
And I understand the risk. Mm-hmm. But this morning, I did like the dad thing. I put my mug on top of the car.
Oh, no.
Got into the car. Started driving. Put my hand down to reach for a sip. And realized it was still atop the car. So I start slowing down as possible.
It's still up there?
It's still up there.
No way.
And I start driving as slow as possible, but it's not slow enough. It whooshing on the front of my car, tea everywhere. A-dung-dung-dung-dung.
Did it break?
The mug? And this is an office favorite mug. It's the one with little cats all over it.
Oh! Don't say it broke.
It's... fine.
Oh,
wow.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle.
So it landed in your $1,400 hedges, right? It landed safely and softly into your orchid farm.
Yeah, the multitude of butterflies I had came and carried it away. No, it landed in the street.
Really? But that's a durable mug.
Yeah, it's got some scratches. Oh. It's worse for wear.
Well, Kitty's got claws. Can everyone do your best cat impression?
I would...
Okay.
Sorry, Jonathan just gave me the stink face. Yeah, I got more where that came from.
Your stink face you missed. Rainey's incredible.
I was purring.
Okay, yeah, no, go again. Give me it.
You know how they go so low?
This is top five podcast moment for me. Only superseded by Rainey doing the birds and how they sound outside. Oh, hello, Steve.
Have you guys ever tried doing a podcast laying on the ground? It's weird.
On my way.
Well, if you do that, yeah,
I'll
Miles,
stand above
you,
guys.
Stand above
here, Jonathan, make sure you get a picture of this.
So, okay, that was yours. Mine is going to be...
Whoa. Oh, that's so cute,
honestly,
Zach.
Hey, look, if DPs always get the shot.
Yeah. This is really...
This is really fun.
This is... I feel intimidated.
I'm worried I'm going
to
kill Zach.
I don't like this, actually, to be honest.
I do feel like I'm teetering on the verge.
I'm so comfortable. I love lying.
You like laying on the ground?
Yeah, I'm a floor girl.
Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
One of the things that I really like about my old house, and that we're
going to have to turn the camera down to us.
One of the things I really like about my old house, and something I'm trying to do with my new house, because we're waiting for a rug to arrive.
Oh,
I love a comfy, cozy rug that you can just, like, it being on the floor feels nice. And, like,
I want that plush, plush.
Yeah. That's really nice.
What kind of rug? What's the vibe?
It's colorful. Although we had a really thick rug in our old house.
Mm-hmm.
And
tight.
Thank you, it was a burp. And in the new one, it's not as thick, but it's like washable. It's like a ruggable one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have a baby.
They're not plush,
like,
enough, though.
I know. We got They have a thicker one. They have a thicker one now.
Oh, cool. If they want to sponsor us, I'll tell them.
And we got a thicker one, but the problem is that, yeah, we got the ruggable so we could be washed because we have a baby. And he's going to do crazy stuff on it. Like poop. Yeah.
I had a huge Miles moment for you this weekend.
HMM? What was your HMM this week?
So I was in Iowa for a video, and I went to a restaurant. They had crab rangoon on the menu.
Let's go, Rangoon!
Oh, my God.
And I thought about my main man, Miles.
Let's
By the way,
go.
If we even think about clipping this on TikTok, this is going to be real weird.
No, it's actually going to be perfect, because we can just slice the vertical here.
Okay.
And then rotate you, and we've got a perfect vertical frame.
We're going to be like, why that bitch lying on the ground talking about crab rangoon? I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Not only did they have crab rangoon, they had crab rangoon French fries.
Oh, a rangoon fry?
Wait, how does that even work?
There's a crab inside the fry.
By the way, Miles, his excitement, I saw just a little speckle of spit drop 9 feet onto my forehead.
What's great about this is it's also sort of seeing, and it, obviously behind the jeans, but it's seeing my penis.
We love that.
It sort of is it's like a downskirt shot. It's like a POV, yeah.
That's how they do it.
POV, I'm about to piss on Zach. It's sort of how it looks.
That feeling when you're about to pee on your old boss. Stop spittling at me. That
Look,
time I was able to dodge it, but that
when
was
when I spittle normally, you're sideways from me, so the spittle goes down. You are directly underneath me, which makes it harder.
I know, I'm in the splash zone. Okay, not only did they have crab rangoon fries, they had crab rangoon nachos.
What? A crab rangoon nacho and you didn't even get me to go?
Not only that,
frozen,
Miles.
Frozen, flash frozen so I could reheat at my home in L.A.?
Miles, it keeps going. They had crab rangoon burger.
What does
that mean? You can't just say rangoon and have it be a rangoon.
They had crab rangoon pizza.
What the fuck does
that
mean?
Is that just
mean?
Crab rangoon
is just like crab rangoon is like a stuffed cream cheese pocket.
And they said, they're like, oh yeah, this is an Iowa specialty.
No,
a delicacy. Apparently, crab rangoon is all the rage in Iowa.
What I love about that is it's like it's a specialty in Iowa. We just get our crab from 100,000 miles away, blown into a landlocked state.
Yep.
That is crazy.
I also learned that so Iowa's flat as hell, but apparently and it's got like very little water from what I can tell, but in the summer, it's humid as hell because of all the corn. It creates a microclimate.
Corn tornado?
The corn just like, the excess of corn, it releases moisture in the air.
That's kind of cray.
Yeah, but anyway, the land of rangoon.
Yeah, rangoon. I do think that crab rangoon should be a staple on most menus. I don't know why people aren't serving that.
Of course, like I believe that Maggiano's Little Italy should have like pasta, garlic bread, crab rangoon. It should be a normal
be like a
appetizer
menu.
To have.
Yes.
Buca de Beppo.
Remember when we went to Buca? Remember when we went to Buca for our holiday party?
Yeah, bro.
That was Liddy.
That was Liddy City.
Was that last year?
No, it was like the first year of the company.
We were strapped for cash.
We were young. But they gave it to us for free.
Yeah.
Because they did some social post.
We are here in the stewed. Is it time to get up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're here in the stewed because we are going to give you guys a tour. Without a Recipe Live is happening today, if you're listening to this.
Oh, that's true. Are you nervous?
No, I just go in, fart around, have a good time. Keith is not here because he had himself a little COVID exposy. He's testing negative, but just to be safe, he's staying away until the live stream. But yeah, we're super amped. This is the biggest thing we do every year. We have completely disassembled the office. We're building a second kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. We want to show everybody around. I'm curious.
What are you guys making? Do you know?
Yeah, we're making chicken and waffles.
Yum, by the way.
We have the head chef from Roscoe's coming.
Zach, ooh. I think you can make that.
Well, and here's the thing is that...
Yeah, at this point, are you really bad at cooking or is it sort of a Zach sort of putting it on for
no,
the camera?
No, I'm fucking bad. When we were in the pre-thoughts, Rachel was like, she was asking me questions and I'm like, is it not just pancake mix and a waffle press? And then...
Yeah, right?
I thought that's...
sorry, unless you're bougie, it's the Pearl Mining Company or whatever they call it now.
No, no hints, by the way. But then she was like, she asked me something about like rising agents and I was like, oh, it's more than just like sugar and milk. So I gotta think about it.
I don't want to give a hint.
I don't want to give any hints, but I just am like, how do you fuck that up? The chicken part sounds hard.
Yeah. Well, and okay, one, I try to not think about it until we are in there.
I like that.
That is my approach. I come up with my creative and then I flush it from my brain.
Yeah, that's good.
But we, for the live specials, they're very different than Without a Recipe. We need to come up with something that we can conceivably film within real time, right? So that is why we're doing something that is on paper a little simpler. Like last year we did churros. That is very achievable within a live time. But then we've added, you know, all of our elements. There's a lot of things that can mess it up. So, one, our creatives are wacky and zany and we're ambitious and we're idiots. But then there's the live voting aspect as well, where the audience, we're actually giving them more power this year. So, one, you know, you get to vote on the winner, right? That's classic.
Yeah.
But you get to vote on things during the show.
Oh.
So... We're locking those in now because we don't want to make it like so intense that you can really throw the thing.
Yeah.
Mm. But there are power ups and power downs.
Oh, well, that's fun. Great.
Do you want to give someone a hint? Do you want to take a utensil away from
this
someone?
This is the Hunger Games when you get the little package.
Yeah.
By the way, I think Hunger Games would be a great reality show.
We're going to, that's our next live stream. That's Try Guys Kill Each Other.
I actually think that Try Guys Hunt Each Other for Sport, where one person goes out into the woods nude and everyone else has like airsoft
guns.
Try Guys
Play the Most Dangerous Game.
Is a great idea.
I'm into that.
By the way,
we hunted Mr. Beast.
Honestly, I would love to hunt
you
Mr. Beast for Sport.
You guys versus Smosh?
Okay, Randy trying to work Smosh in. By the way, I was thinking also, do you guys have measuring cups? Or like, can you take away your measuring cups on a Without a Recipe? Or do you have access?
We have them. We just typically don't use them because we don't know what they are.
Right. You're like it's just going to be by tape.
But, no. If you watch, which I know you do, you're a huge fan. Thank you
for watching,
Miles.
I watch all of them. Yeah, I watch all of them.
We, like, all in this season, like when I was making cake, like I did a measuring cup and I knew certain ratios and
cheating
yeah.
But what are you most excited for? Because the live stream is fun. How long is the whole live stream?
Well, it's gonna be like two and a half hours.
That's great.
It's a meal. I will say I think it's well worth the price of the ticket, and we are doing a lot in our power to make sure that you get more than your value's worth.
I will say last year the office was like, that was so fun. Like
it's
people
so
who were here were like,
this,
the vibe was just great.
Yeah. I mean, we have a huge crew working on it. When we learned a lot from doing last year as well. Like I thought it was really good, but as soon as it ended, we go, great. Now I know how to do that better.
Yeah.
So one of the hardest things is that so much of Without a Recipe is made in the edit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any of this dead space. So we have Devlin, one of our editors, he's going to be here live scoring it.
Oh, that's awesome.
With like the same tracks that we use in our episodes.
Right.
And he has graphics packages. We have all that stuff. But
that's
we're going to
so
be
cool.
Like, there were a couple moments in the live stream last year where there was just like silence.
Yeah.
And we don't want, you know, that.
Yeah, have music.
Music. That's going to really elevate it. The graphics. People who are watching at home get to control what camera they watch. So there's the director feed where you can watch what, you know, Rachel's calling live. You can also watch the behind the scenes cam where you see all like the chaos going on.
That's cool.
Or you can just be like, I only want to watch Popkin the whole time.
And
Bumpkin texting when he's not cooking. Yeah.
That's like when you're in class, on Zoom class, and you're like, pin your crush to the thing.
Pin your crush.
Watch the teacher.
Should we go out into the world? Let's check this out. I don't even know really what's happening today, because every day
is an adventure here at Second Try.
That's right. Whenever Rainey looks down at the H6, we're sort of getting that on camera.
That is BTS in
a
big way.
So here is the main pit where we normally have all of our desks. We've moved them out.
Oh, whoa. This is new.
Yeah. And so we built a whole second kitchen here.
Rainey.
First of all, look at these plates. They are gorgeous. The production design team, they snapped.
Yeah, those plates are cute.
I love it. We have all these disco balls. There's a mushroom disco ball in the back, in the BG.
I really like this shelf of sort of eccentricities.
Which is your favorite eccentricity?
I think I like the one that looks like a sea urchin / landmine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's go over. Oh, and it's next to this ribbed lamp.
Okay, ribbed.
It's a porcelain ramp that certainly can't work.
No, it's going to turn on. It's plugged in.
There's no way that light gets through that.
That's so cute. I am excited to see that lamp. I will be watching the live to see that lamp.
Lamp cam. You can tune in just to see the lamp go on.
Rainey will be here capturing lamp cam for all of it. Let's keep moving along.
This
look at this plate.
This green one is like really speaking to me.
Kind of like a green flower.
It's a daisy.
I will say I love a set flat like this. Just a big, beautiful set flat. Man.
Fake brick.
Exposed fake brick.
Yeah, it's a very pleasant color. It's kind of a periwinkle.
Yeah.
Is that what you call this? No, I call it cerulean.
It's definitely cerulean. And then over there, we've got coral and Valentine's red.
Ooh, yeah. I like Valentine's red.
You think that's Valentine's? I think that's more of an orange.
No, not the middle, the outside.
Ah, yes, I agree.
It's coral, yeah. But coral is good for the inside. Colors in their names is really fun.
I know. I just like picturing like somebody being like periwinkle.
I like picturing so the person who named him at the paint factory.
What color do you think? Yeah. What would you call this sort of purple?
Oh.
Doing.
What'd you say?
Doingo.
Doingo purple.
Oh, we're making it up now?
Let's doingo.
This is Mint's cousin.
Mint's weird cousin. By the way, I said one time a long time ago, I was like describing something as mint white.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But a lot of people were like, there's no such thing as mint white. And I said, no, mint white.
Actually, there is.
There is because I made it up and I figured it out. So, but I love this, Zach. It's very disorienting to have this sort of whole other room.
Well, and yeah, I mean, all of our...
Oh, let's go to Crafty.
Our desks.
This has got to be Crafty. We got Frank's Red Hot ready to eat.
No, this isn't Crafty. This is ingredients. So I forget what I'm making. Okay, no, I remember. This is fun is that we had a Google list where we had to put in any ingredient requests, and I was busy that week, and I didn't.
Whoa.
And
classic Zach.
Rachel said, whatever you said in your pre-thoughts like 4 months ago. We filmed our pre-thoughts for the live when we did the season without a recipe. So that was before Keith...
Oh,
on paternity leave. Like, that was a long time
ago. So you probably
ago.
Don't even remember what you said.
I have no memory. So I just listed a couple things, like what I think is in my dish, and they got it for me, and I better hope I was right.
Oh, interesting. And you're going to find out live what ingredients you said 4 months
ago. Again, I'm going to think about it, but not till Thursday morning.
A lot of maple syrup.
Yeah, we've got like 18 balls.
Loaded in.
Well, one's just for me to glug glug on camera to get me going.
That's one of the, if people pay extra, they tip you. you'll guzzle a maple syrup live.
By the way, that would be an honor.
That would be kind of sick.
I hope you got the pickles, Zach. That's a...
Someone
plus
got
10
pickles.
Points.
Who would have gotten pickles? I'm trying to think of everyone's
dish. Who got
dish.
This water bottle. It's interesting.
Let's keep moving. Everybody say hi to Kaylin.
Kaylin, are you excited for Without a Recipe Live?
Kaylin's just filming us.
I'm so excited for Without a Recipe Live.
Let's go. We love that.
Okay, there's a ladder. There's lots of fake plants.
This is also, they're like setting up all these lights. And so to get into the office this morning, we had to like crawl through a maze. Will move.
Well, so here's the question. Are you cooking here or in the fake set?
Both. There's two
Kaylin just knocked over a tomato sauce, and now she's grabbing it.
Literally kicked a can of tomato sauce.
It actually wasn't sauce. It was cement.
No, it's tomato sauce.
Oh. Oh. Barge, air, all, yeah, what's that? All-purpose cement from Barge.
We're going to have two kitchen sets simultaneously.
Oh, so you're cooking at the same time?
Yeah, so two of us will be here, two of us will be there. And we usually stagger the start, so like it'll be team one starts and then team two starts. It's a different product than the Without a Recipe on the channel. It kind of has to adapt for the live.
That's cool.
But there's something about knowing that it's live that also like increases this. What are you doing? Are you pouring Keith's hot sauce into bottles of hot sauce?
You guys have six open bottles of Keith's hot
chicken sauce. Are they all expired and we're sort of mixing and matching?
Yeah, so we're going to have one gnarly cocktail of only one bottle of Keith's chicken sauce.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hell yeah.
We need more room in the fridges.
I get that. I did, they moved everything around this morning, so I did go to look for my tea and it is gone. If anyone finds my tea, please let me know.
This is Zach's specialty that smells like coffee.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wait, we've talked about this before. Okay.
We repainted this kitchen as well. It's this beautiful green.
Oh, yeah.
It's a stunning green. Let's spend some more time on it. It's a stunning green.
Grasshopper adjacent.
Yes.
Seafoam.
Seafoam. Like a seafoam grasshopper.
This is sort of mint green, if I may.
Green mint.
Oh.
I think, okay, so Miles, me and Miles are going to speed run what we would have done for churros. Tease.
For churros, what I would have done?
I would have done flour, water, milk.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Baking powder.
Then we're going to roll it all up.
Actually, you know what I wouldn't have done?
Okay, well, that's my matcha. Oh. That's huge.
Oh, Chris,
okay,
we found matcha.
Zach's matcha.
Oh, that's where my tea was. I brought it to Iowa.
You left your tea in Iowa?
No, I brought it back from Iowa. By the way, Chris, I haven't unloaded those cards yet in the camera bag.
Look at all this gear.
I don't think you're going to touch it, but...
That's good. Zach just has unoffloaded media.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
By the time this has come out, we have a teaser of all of 2024... and we'll do an episode about that specifically once Keith is back. But
next week,
one of the shots from the Iowa trip made it in there.
Oh, a teaser for videos to come in 2024?
It's a teaser of like
a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
Oh dang! Yeah, Zach was talking about a very secret thing that this morning. He said, "Wait, I'll tell you later."
Yeah,
he was keeping a secret.
Miles is no longer covered by our
NDA.
Now I'll tell you. So here we have the studio.
Oh damn, baby!
Wow,
let's go
in here. Okay, some really exciting things. So first of all, we have this like
this is amazing.
Lisa Frank ass translucent. What would you call this?
This is new.
Shimmer space.
Shimmer space. Chris, what's the name of this material? Shimmer space. Yeah, okay, yeah. This is where we're doing all the beauty shots. So we have a Lazy Susan that's been covered in a metallic sheen. Susan? Well, Susan knows what she did. my favorite is, I think, in an episode, Popkin called it a Helping Lisa.
It's a Helping Lisa.
He couldn't remember what it was. I want to live in this set. I love
beautiful.
It. I mean, it's such a logistical nightmare to, like, get all the food, get all the beauty shots. Dude,
yeah.
It's nuts.
All at once.
Over here, they're currently working on lighting, and this is the sickest shit ever that Chris made custom for us. So look at...
Oh my gosh,
the
Chris!
The light splash. And actually, turn around, you can see it again here.
Whoa!
So,
let's go. This
Chris
is
made
awesome.
This himself. He first tested it with cardboard and like gaff tape, but this is a more legit version.
This is sick.
A bunch of different strips of colored gel.
Yeah.
Chris, do you want to tell us how you did it?
We cut some gel.
He nailed it, guys. But I love that it's a single light, but it looks like a million different lights.
Yeah, it's so unbelievably
really cool.
Vibey in here.
This is central, insane.
Man. It's just starting to come to life. It's going to look even better. I don't mean to show the product before it's done, but we're getting people excited.
Also, I mean, this, like, talk to me about this table.
This
and
table
chairs.
Has to be $100,000.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, expensive table.
You think that's real marble?
Is it not real marble?
I don't know.
No,
I have
real.
No idea where we get this shit.
This is a fucking crazy table.
These are rentals. I mean,
it's a rental.
Look, man, I just approve the budget and they go wild.
Awesome, man.
I don't know how we find this stuff.
Now, Rainey, remember that wherever you look is sort of Zach and I's camera angle.
You're getting me in 4K. And
I'm
like...
getting you in 4K, and Rainey's getting the POV. Rainey's basically a drone shot at this point.
Rainey said, I will make the viewers at home vomit, and that's a promise.
Rainey panning full head, side to side, looking around. I also like these little lamps.
Yeah.
Who are judges? Has that been revealed?
It has been, and thank you so much for being a fan, Miles, and paying attention to all of our
announcements. Well, no, because I scour over every Try Guys tweet, every Try Guys story.
You have alerts on.
And I have alerts on, notifications on.
And you're honestly, you're seeing so much of it that you kind of, it all washes away.
Yeah.
So we have everybody. Everybody is coming back from this entire season.
To judge the same thing?
Well, so we have Rosanna, of course. We have the exec chef from Roscoe's. Quasi, who was a contestant, is going to be on the judging panel.
Nice.
We have Johnny Cakes and Marissa, who are going to be hosting. That's something else that we learned last year, is that like we craved kind of a live announcer to Bridget bring us along. So they're going to be like, I mean, they're going to be dressed up all cute, like talking about it. They may jump into Taste and Judge just because they're funny.
These are the hosts, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jared's jumping in the kitchen with us. So we got
That's
full
great.
House.
That's so weird. My phone must have been off.
I wanted you to be in the live, but people loved Popkin. And so I was like, we got to bring him back.
I love Popkin. And honestly, I think that he's one of our greatest talents. He makes me laugh. No matter what he does, he makes me laugh. Maybe number two, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Just behind.
He's number two just behind me.
I want you in the kitchen for next season of Phoning It In.
I'd love to be. Hey, Zach, it's an honor, and I'm going to hold you to that. Don't cut this out, Jonathan.
And
even if Zach sends you an email that says, cut this out, I was just saying it in the moment. Don't you dare cut it out. Rainey's getting me a real vertical angle, a real size. Sorry. Rainey's capturing my belly button.
Really?
No. It just, you just hang on. It just went off skew just.
I feel like I'm skiing and my dad is moving around my ski helmet. Like
it is. It's starting to like slip on your head. Like it's like into your eye.
Yeah, I feel that.
I just want to see it. There we go. Here, look at us.
Wait, is my hair all booby?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's the best your hair's ever looked, but it's certainly not the worst.
What are you most... Okay. Whoa, Zach. It's because that's way worse. This is crazy looking.
Well, but here's the thing. Assume that she's going to be looking down at the
there
Zoom.
We go. That's way more comfortable.
Oh, that's a good point. So, Zach, what are you most worried about after insulting Rainey's hair about your sort of experience on Without a Recipe Live? Are you worried you're going to say a curse?
I mean, yeah, you guys know how often you have to, like, edit out all my So, being live is going to be tough for me. Yeah. No, I mean, it's so fun. I don't mean to say that I'm not stressed about anything, but, like, one, we're so... happy and comfortable doing Without a Recipe. It is the most fun to film. And part of why we wanted to do the live is because the process of sitting in the kitchen and watching your friends cook, your belly hurts from laughing for a full 45 minutes or however long the take is.
Guarantee your money back.
Money back guarantee. Yeah. If you don't like Without a Recipe Live, Miles will give you your money back.
Right. If you don't laugh, belly laugh for 45 minutes straight,
Miles.
I will personally reimburse.
Hell yeah.
With the company card.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, that's that totally. Like,
it
it's
just
such
is
a fun
so
product.
Funny. So, I mean, I usually don't get to watch the other contestants because I don't want tips. But if I go first, you know, we film like, you know, let's say me and Jared and then Keith and Quasi go or whatever. So if I've already gone, then I'll sit behind the monitor and just watch. And I remember, was it last season where Keith and Eugene had, like, they accidentally discovered oobleck when they were trying to make boba.
Yeah.
It was this solid, and then it would be in their hand, and it was, like, it is hilarious in the episode, and really, I wish that we could have just released the full uncut 10 minutes of that discovery.
Right, yeah.
Because it was, it's just, it's magic.
Yeah.
And I think there's, I hope that the idea of, like, being live is cool for the fans, that they get to feel like they're there with us, that they get to feel like they're part of it. That's the hope anyway.
What?
Cooking with friends.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I first started the company, we did a couple live things. And I remember being told explicitly, like, oh, we don't really do that much live stuff because we're not that comfortable at it. At the very beginning of the company, there was like a couple live streams here or there. And it's nice to see how far you guys have come, where I feel like you've done so many very successful live events and it's become an integral part of the company.
That's interesting. I mean, yeah, certainly our like editing has always been part of what makes our humor work. Like, you know, Keith is uninterrupted funny for the entirety of his filming. I typically thrive in the edit.
Yeah. Zach is best edited.
As any listener to this podcast knows, I'm best when edited.
Well, I remember something that you told me that I wrote down. It was so important. I wrote it down. Is that some YouTubers are not even good at performing. They're good at editing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I think that's been inspiring to me because I'm like, oh, if I can... like practice editing too. Like editing is just as important as all of it.
Oh, you'll meet some of these people at VidCon and you'll be like, oh, the only reason that you're good at this is like, one, you can thrive alone.
Yeah.
Like, alone, they can get it out.
Yeah.
And they're good at editing so they can make it feel like one cohesive thought.
Right.
But if it was like the live uninterrupted, I mean, you hear that about movies too, where it's like if the director's cut of a lot of movies that have won Oscars went out, then the movie would have a zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because like, they're just too close to it or whatever. But
that's certainly me and where I came from as a performer. Like Keith is a live performer. He did improv. He traveled the world doing that. Traveled the country.
Yeah.
The world. Let's not give him his accolades. Mm-hmm. But for me, I started performing because I knew what clips I needed for the edit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So that's.
I mean, that is one thing also that I feel like I took from here, which is that, like, as you're shooting, think about the edit and how it's going to all edit together. Yeah. And you're sort of building the sequence as you go.
Yeah.
So then once you get to the edit, even though, like, when I was shooting stuff for us, too, like, we'd be on location. I'd be like, okay, I'm picturing, like, how the pre-thoughts are going to cut into whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should get this piece of B-roll because I know that they're going to want that because of this pre-thought. So like it helps to edit as you go, thinking about it. So when you get to post, you kind of have
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'll like in an interview, like say a question like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they'll start to answer and be like, oh, no. I just wanted to smash cut to me doing something stupid
later.
Yeah.
I know that what I said is wrong.
Or like, like being confused in the moment is like going to cut so well to later when something is chaotic. Yeah. It really helps.
I also think like the edit itself can be funny. Like you showed me a Key and Peele sketch and you were like, look at where they're cutting and like imagine it if they had cut differently. It wouldn't be funny.
Yes.
Like the edit is the funny part, not. I mean, they're funny, too.
Yeah, they're so
Key
funny,
and Peele are funny.
But Key and Peele are funny, hashtag, that's true. But
very funny. Brave of you to say.
But, like, there's a difference between, like, an edit, like, a funny edit versus, like, a funny line.
Yeah.
And a funny line, like, without the correct edit won't be funny because you're not seeing the reaction. You're not cutting to whatever else. And it just, it's everything.
Can you think of a favorite edit?
Favorite edit?
Yeah.
I got one.
Oh, please.
I got one.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Tell me.
By far the best. And I think the editors have won Emmys. It is an extraordinary edit.
So you're just talking broadly, the whole show.
Yeah. They've won a number of times. But
it's a great,
there's this one moment.
Reality is so hard to
where, edit. There's some lip sync and one of the drag queens jumps over the other one and does a somersault. They cut to this other drag queen being like Shamu, and they broke the music. Like I couldn't believe it was like such a bold edit, and it was so funny and it went viral. It was really, really good.
That's so good.
Honestly,
if you know that moment, drop a Shamu in the chat.
Yeah,
drop a Shamu in the chat. Favorite edits.
The one that I always think of is in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which obviously has a billion great edits. But Michael Cera is on top of he's watching Chris Evans's character skateboard forever.
Yes.
And he goes like, wow. And then it cuts to him skateboarding. And he goes, wow. Cuts to him skateboarding. And then he has one where he goes, wah.
Yeah.
And he holds a wow. And they cut away in middle of his wow, which just gives your brain the impression. One, there's something about the interruption that is, it's jarring. And that jarringness, like it makes you, you know, it's about interrupting a pattern, right? Which makes you laugh. But it also gives you the image in your mind that the wow just goes on forever.
Right.
Yeah,
which makes it so much funnier.
I think that like, honestly, this is an edit that it's a slower pace. It's not like a comedic edit, but in The Social Network, after the first scene where he gets broken up with his girlfriend and then he runs through the campus and the music like just is like quivering. And I just think that the sound editing there is so fucking good. And like he's running through the Harvard campus in flip flops and you hear them like shuffle and someone's like playing violin and it just softly fades in. It's like, and it's like,
and
he's
like,
just, it's so, it paints such a perfect portrait of like, like I feel like I'm in college. I feel like I'm, you know, running from this bar and whatever. I just love that. Sound editing, I think, is
sound editing is really cool.
So fucking cool.
Podcast check.
Podcast check.
Audio medium.
Well, honestly, I feel like that was one thing that we got to play with, which you never get to play with, was in the disability and COVID episode. We had to do some music and sound editing to make it feel like a cohesive piece because it was like all these different interviews putting together.
Which was super fun.
That was
and
super
it really elevates.
Yeah, I think it elevates.
But in terms of the live event, I will say I've been going live on Instagram and there is a je ne sais quoi about being live.
Yeah, just can you tell us what you've learned that you can maybe tell Zach?
Yeah.
Because when you go live on Instagram, you're sort of creating art. It's sort of culture. How what do you have any advice for Zach?
Well, what I will say is the adrenaline will take you.
What have you done anything on the live that you've come to regret?
Not yet, although I will say that is a danger for me for sure.
Rainey is 1 inch away from being canceled.
Revealing all the company secrets.
Yeah, I'm like, I think that was not supposed to be said.
Ooh, that was a secret.
No, I think you'll be fine out there.
Zach's going to be fine. Just the adrenaline will take you.
Hey, sweetie, you'll be fine.
You'll be just fine, Zach.
I mean, you do some live shows.
Oh, I do live shows with Twitch and stuff like that. You're really reacting to the comments, which in this, you don't see the you're not really seeing the comments as much, but they are affecting the stream.
We are not seeing them, but they are getting called out to us on occasion. So, and then we also do polls.
Yeah, right.
Like, I remember last year, we were like, who do we think is doing the best? Who's doing the worst?
Yeah, and that's funny. And to know you're doing the worst is going to inspire you greatly.
Oh, that's going
to
be...
I remember last year, people said that I was doing it wrong, and I'm like, well, you know what? I didn't need that right now, and I'm down, and you're kicking me while I'm down, so thank you.
Yeah. That's negative and vague.
I was so confident that I knew how to make a churro last year, and when I put it into the fryer, it disintegrated.
Oh, Zach.
I know. I have to say, when I think about churro, I'm like, I could do that. But I don't. But then as I was listening to the ingredients, I actually maybe
dense bread put in the fryer. That's
exactly.
All.
Exactly.
They give us red herrings every time we do it without a recipe. And so I saw what I was convinced was a churro press.
Yeah.
It was a sausage maker.
Oh, that is such a good red herring.
And I didn't know, and I tried to make a churro with the sausage maker, and it did not work.
Oh, no, Zach.
Sausage can be good. I had a chicken sausage recently, and I was like,
chicken
damn.
Sausage from Trader Joe?
Was it apple chicken?
No, it was spicy Italian.
Oh, but it was not from Trader Joe.
It was not from Trader Joe's. It was
That's shocking.
Whole Foo?
Yeah. It was from the butcher thing.
From the butcher at Whole Foo?
Yeah.
You go to the butcher.
I did that time because I wanted chicken and not pork. I don't know if this is good content, but I can keep going.
Oh, no, it's good. No, Rainey, you got to hear about your chicken and not pork situation.
My chicken sausage.
People just get shot up out of their seat.
Yeah.
Rainey got chicken and not pork?
What? Yeah, I put it with gnocchi, kale, peas.
Wait, honestly?
Sausage.
Go off queen.
I know, it was really good.
What was the sauce? But what? No, don't tell me no sauce. Gnocchi, kale, peas, and sausage, no sauce?
You oil it?
Buttered, oiled, salted, lemon. Remember.
There must have been a sauce.
There must have been, because you're describing a bunch of ingredients. So there has to be a cohesive glue that holds them together. And it could be the fat from the pork sausage.
There must have been a sauce, but I quite frankly don't remember.
But quite frankly, it doesn't...
It's escaping me, quite frankly.
It's on the tip of the tongue. Quite frankly, it is ephemeral.
Should we go back in the studio?
I think we should. Yeah. And okay. I'm going to tell you about my little culinary adventure.
Okay, Zach. Well, obviously, let's get
it. You walk
shot.
Backwards and I'll hold your hand.
Hold my hand.
So we've gotten real into hot pot lately, as well as shabu shabu.
Ooh, that's fun.
I think it's the perfect meal. I'm not going to lie. I really don't know the difference between shabu shabu and hot pot. One's Chinese, one's Japanese. So if anyone knows, tell me.
I definitely don't know the difference.
Great. When we get obsessed with something, we just keep going hard in the paint. So Maggie, we've literally gone maybe 4 or 5 times in the last month.
I was going to say, how easy is it? Pretty easy.
So Maggie said, you know what? We're going to shabu at home. We took the induction stoves from the office.
Incredible.
We bought a shabu pot. She went to H Mart. She bought the thinly sliced meat and the enoki mushrooms. And I came home and I was like, the plan was for us to do it together. She's like, I got excited. She prepped everything.
That's awesome.
She had the what is it? The kabuka squash or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And what I love so much about hot pot is that it's 3 meals. And the meals get more delicious as they go.
Yeah.
So you have this boiling broth.
Uh-huh.
You dip your meat, you dip your veggies.
Yeah.
So you have this sizzling hot
yeah.
food that you then put over rice. You can put in your goma. You can put in your little yuzu, your soy sauce. You shove this ridiculously hot meat in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hot vegetables. Then, once you've been going down
on the
hot meat.
You just said you shove this ridiculously hot meat in your mouth.
Like, yeah. I just want to take a pause.
Yeah, you scald the
rim. I could tell you did that intentionally, but I don't even think so.
You scald yourself.
I still don't even know what you're talking about.
Double entendre.
Piping hot meats.
Yep. The meat squirts its delicious
okay,
juice.
Oh, my God. Bleep it.
And it's incredible, right? That but good. That's only meal number one, motherfucker. Then you put your noodles in there.
Nudes?
And all of the fats from the meat, all the flavors from the veggies has been seeping into your broth and flavoring the broth, making it more dense, making it more delicious. Now you have noodles. Then, we're not done because your broth.
You know what I mean?
Period.
Rainy, give me your cat purr.
Rainy saying period and giggling with the GoPro. Rainy looks so funny. I think it's so funny to have everything that Rainy has on. Sorry. What's going on? But Zach, I just want to say that sounds like a great meal, man.
And at the end, you have soup.
And at the end, you have soup.
And at the end, broth. All of it all.
I don't think I've ever had hot pot. Rainy, have you had hot pot?
I was nodding enthusiastically, and I've heard it's such a cultural renaissance, but I'm like... I don't think I've actually done it.
I'm wondering if me and Rainy deserve hot pot on the company.
Oh, I think you guys come on over.
You're going to make me hot pot?
Yeah.
Aw. Wow.
Really? You want to do a hot pot night?
I wanted it more. Okay. I was
and
expecting
also,
just a
by the
check.
Way, love that Rainy's getting the invite to the special dinner.
Yes, finally.
The last special dinner.
Rainy, you made it.
Ooh,
Rainy woo. Didn't get Rainy didn't get the special dinner invite.
We're going to do plog night hot pot. Wait, what if we do hot pot at the, or plog at the hot pot?
Fog at the hot pot sounds
our
so
cameras will get steamed.
Boiling. Boiling liquid right next to the electronics.
Okay, really for well, the TikTok, though. I'm going to have you ask Rainy to do her purr.
Rainy, can you do your best cat noise? I'm going to start. What?
That one was really one of my best.
Sorry, I can do all sorts. Me and my friend Jay will just sort of go off on our cat noises.
Hiss.
Okay, I think.
Oh, that one's good.
You know what I mean? That's like, yeah.
My toxic trait is believing that I genuinely can communicate with cats because of the power of my meow.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God.
That was okay, but it was a little anime and not authentic. Oh. That's good. Sorry, Jonathan gave me the stink eye again. Call back to the beginning. This is making me feel like, though, that like whenever I make a YouTube video, I want to wear a GoPro on my chest.
Oh, yeah.
There's something so stupid about it, but it just really is funny. And it's like, well, it's like you say, always be rolling. I have a GoPro on your chest at all times. If you're a content creator, my biggest advice is have a GoPro on your chest at all times.
I'm just feeling very safe with this on because it's like, oh, we got the shot.
Oh, you're wondering if we got it? Don't worry. There's always a camera rolling. Like a funny moment happens in the office. By the way, that's good. Mandatory everyone wears GoPros.
Live stream.
It's like body cam footage.
I really think we could pivot to being a reality show. And I've said this before, but I just, and like, this is the confessionals.
There's something so funny
this
about
room.
Having a private conversation wearing a GoPro on your head. Hey, just don't tell anybody about this, but...
Just be like,
this next year, we're mixing up our content. We're going to be live streaming The Office 24/7. Cameras going home with our employees. There's no...
It sounds great, though. You're saying, like, to edit into a reality TV show, just over the drum, but it requires an honesty that I don't think we're willing to give.
I am.
I'm ready to give... Well, Rainey's ready to give it all for fame.
This week.
I'm ready to give it anything. For free. I'll say anything to anybody.
This week on Second Try, Rainy and Zach yell at each other about the Hunger Games in the kitchen.
Yeah.
See?
But then that's you great. Add a little like tender music to it, and it's like Zach in his office just like on the phone. It's like, oh, we're now with the power of editing, we're saying that Zach could be doing anything.
Yeah.
I think Zach's really scared.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's actually working like he's doing big things.
Buy, sell. Buy the stock. make the hit.
Do the deal.
Zach's trying to assassinate another YouTuber.
Which one?
Which one is it?
Eddie Burbeck.
I was, yeah.
I took a hit out on him. Would that be a good video?
I took a hit out on Noah Beck.
And Eddie Burback.
Oh.
Noah Beck? I forgot about him. Such I think a sweet he's a nice boy. Now. Yeah.
Remember when we were,
sweet,
yeah, we were
a sweet guy?
For a little while, we were sort of just tracking Noah Beck.
Such
you remember
era.
In mid-2019? When the fuck was that? 2021? We were tracking the whereabouts of Noah Beck for just a brief period of time.
Yeah.
Are we nostalgic for any TikTokers?
Oh, that's have, a great
is
question.
It, has that like...
Yeah, I am.
Did you, by it. The way, did you see Addison Rae's acting re-debut? In,
I didn't see Thanksgiving yet.
You're
you watched
fake,
it?
You're a fake fan.
Did you watch it?
You, Miles B? You're a fake fan.
Live, baby.
Miles B.
So it's hard to see a
the
movie.
The Addison fan club... revoking your membership.
There's so many things I love about Addison. By the way, are you doing Thanksgiving on Guilty Pleasures?
You're no longer the vice treasurer.
If you do Guilty Pleasures Thanksgiving episode and I'm not in it, I'll be mad.
We didn't. So our whole GP slate got screwed up this year because of the strike, and then we didn't get to plan for the holidays. So we're just kind of
doing
what we can. But we're doing a Hunger Games episode,
of course,
which I loved, and we're coming late, and we got to do a Wonkasode.
You also got to.
Do you want to come on a Wonkasode?
I would come on Wonkasode.
We're doing it Monday. I'm not getting paid to say this.
Yeah.
I am vibrating with excitement for Wonka.
I think it's going to be so
bad.
Yeah. I think it's going
to
be terrible.
To the point, though, and here's what I think is going to happen, is that it's going to be very well reviewed, but I've overhyped it in my head.
I think that Timothy is going to do his damnedest, but I think the writing is not going to be there.
Miles, it's the director of Paddington 2.
You say that like he made anything of value before Paddington 2.
Paddington 1!
Okay, but Paddington 1 was sort of universally said that it was okay. Paddington
2
was his
hit. No one said that.
Everyone's,
no one said that.
Yeah. Okay, universally. Name someone that talks to me about Paddington 1. No one.
Me.
No.
Yes.
Because everyone says Paddington 2 is so good, and I respect
whoa, whoa,
that.
Whoa, Miles, you are, first of all, you're trying to gaslight me, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
You are changing the narrative in a way that is dangerous.
Look, Timothy is a family friend at this
Paddington?
Point. Timothy's telling me, I know people that know him. I know people that know him. Not to name
that's
drop
true.
In Hollywood, but I have several friends that have met him that do know him.
Several? I only know about one.
I know. And here's the thing, I will probably never meet him because those friends would never invite me, but what I'll say is I think he's a great actor.
I do think he's a great actor.
I don't.
He doesn't flop.
Until this. I think
Miles,
that.
You're going to fucking eat your words.
You
and by the way,
you know
he
what
did.
He said?
Paul King did direct things that were good before Paddington. The Mighty Boosh.
I don't know what that is.
He directed The Mighty Boosh? Different. It's like internet content.
It's what?
Isn't it internet content?
No, it was a television show.
Was that Old Greg?
Old Greg.
I love that sketch. Here's the thing. When Timothy Chalamet was asked about his experience with Willy Wonka, he said, I remember growing up and watching Johnny Depp destroy in Willy Wonka. And I thought, okay, but...
I did see that and that upset me.
Because here's the thing. What I want to see is a prequel to the Gene Wilder one of Wonka.
I'm not asking for this movie. I want to be clear. I didn't benefit.
I didn't do this.
Do you think that I wanted the directing god that is Paul King to make a Wonka musical? Which, by the way,
it's a musical. No, I'm going to love it. Okay. I did not know it was a musical. I thought that it was just another flick.
They're not
knowing
even,
that it's, I'm going to love this movie.
They're not even advertising it as a musical
because
no one wants
so bad.
Musical.
The music has to be
no,
so
no, because they're making so many music. Okay. We have Wonka, The Color Purple, Mean Girls the Musical, coming out within like a month and a half of each other.
Look.
And none of them are being advertised as musicals
because
the world... musicals don't do well right
That's
now.
It's called the greatest showman effect.
This is the greatest show.
Now, here's what I'll say. And I am sorry to say it because I know she's beloved and I do like her.
Yeah.
I have my doubts about Mean Girls the movie.
I do too.
I think that I'm worried. I fear
for
the outcome. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka, by the way, again, I'm not rooting against these films.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm a girl's girl. I am rooting for Willy Wonka.
I want to tell you that a little music update in the life of Zach over here.
Okay.
I've been getting down hard to Renee Rapp.
Oh,
Renee Rapp's really great.
I am very much hard key obsessed with Snow Angel.
Hard key.
Right now, it's just so clear to me that Zach's trying to stay relevant to young people. I am hard key obsessed with Renee Rapp.
I am
says Zach, comma 31 years of age.
33.
Hard key.
So I've been listening to Snow Angel, love this album, and it literally wasn't until this morning that I realized that she was Regina George.
Yeah.
I just thought that she was some like I literally described her to Devin. I was like, it's like if Olivia Rodrigo, instead of coming from Disney, was like just some indie musician who I personally, on my own, discovered. Yeah. And turns out, no, she's a musical
Broadway.
Theater ingenue.
Yeah. She didn't come from Disney, she came from Broadway, which is arguably like the better
same
Disney.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm here's my thing about Mean Girls. And I loved the movie.
Yeah.
And then the musical I did actually see, and I thought it was good, but
it's
it was fine. A little, it's like, wait. It's like, okay, now we're doing a movie again. Like,
did
it's
you
like,
see it on Broadway?
No.
I saw it on Broadway. It was good. There's one
not
song,
to fart.
The Halloween song specifically is like, oh, this is a bop. This is fun. And it's fun, but it's not. I am actually very excited for it. Our buddy Kyle Hanagami choreographed and like helped out a ton on it. He was very integral in the edit, and just knowing that like his moves are through the movie, I'm amped to see it.
And to clarify my distinction of is it on Broadway, that's not me being a snob. That's sometimes when you see a second version of a touring show, it is not the original cast or directors or choreographers.
Miles would say there's nothing like seeing Broadway on Broadway.
There is nothing, because it's the peak of theater
you
in America.
You can't recapture that
when you
culture.
See, you see something amazing there, and it's like, oh, then the touring show, and they have to make compromises for the touring show, and the cast is different.
Oh, what, you saw Mean Girls the musical in Cleveland? Not the same idea.
Well, it's not the same. It's like seeing a sequel that wasn't directed by the original director.
Uh-huh.
You know?
With different cast.
With a different cast.
Yeah, so I am concerned. Also, I mean, there are memes about the costumes.
Guys, it is time to order lunch. Well, Without a Recipe Live is tonight. We hope you guys come and enjoy. It's meant to be a party. It's meant to feel like a party. It's an end of the year celebration for you guys, but also for us, for the team. It's a night where we all get to be together and kind of hopefully break down that barrier between us and you guys a little bit, where we get to reach out through the screen and feel you.
Yeah, definitely.
You feel us.
Yeah.
But I hope that it feels like a party, and it can't be a party unless you guys make it a party. So
it can't be a party unless you make it a party.
So be in the chat, light it up, hashtag Zach Sweep. I had a whole runner this season that fully got edited out.
So funny. So funny to be putting something in every episode, being like, there's no way they can cover this.
So last season I had the hashtag Zach Sweep, and this season I discovered that I thought that I deserved to be upgraded to Without a Recipe All-Stars. Like, I made up this lore that there was going to be a new season of Without a Recipe All-Stars, and that because I was doing so well, I would be in it. So I started doing like a triangle, and I was like, All-Star. And that was like my bit all season. And it maybe makes it in the season twice.
That's so funny.
And I was like watching edits, and they were like basically locked. And I'm like, oh, wait,
that's not in there.
Realize that this runner isn't here.
So funny to defend yourself at your own company to an editor who's editing you about why you deserve to have a joke in. But I thought, well, why don't we add that back in?
So
and
the
then it doesn't
is,
get added back in, and it's the next cut.
The thing is that it's actually very funny, and I think that you don't get it.
Oh.
All-star. All-star.
18.
So I will be all-starring all over the live stream, and they can't
edit
it out.
They can't get it out because it's live. They mute your mic. Cutting to Jared Popkin. Recipe all-star. Jared making waffles.
Well, if you find that your best jokes get edited out because they're not very good, you may find yourself looking for advice. And when I need advice, I know where I go. Rainey, I think we're going to need you to stand over Miles.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to zoom in.
Rainey's zooming in.
Physically zooming in.
This is advice that'll go for Miles with your host, Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for Miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Advice that'll go for Miles.
Hey guys, what's up Miles Nation? Hope everyone's having the best day.
Woo!
Have you ever wanted to have the muscular strength of Ben Affleck?
Yeah, he's...
Gather around, kids. Have you ever wanted to have the je ne sais quoi of Renee Rapp?
Yes, sir.
I hard key like her.
Hard key. Zach likes Renee rap.
Hard key.
Hard
soft
key is so funny to me. Do you find that you're losing stuff sometimes?
You know I am.
Well, Zach, do you find that you're, oh, where's my stuff?
You know it.
Well, boy, do I have a product for you.
Tell us, Miles. Tell us.
Where's my keys? I don't know. I don't know where my keys go. What you're going to want to do is have a special little spot. Uh-huh. You paying attention? Mm-hmm. Because big brain guys and gals and theys and thems know where the geese are got to go. And let me tell you, open a book. Because I'm telling you to install a key hook.
Yeah.
Key hook. I thought you were going to do key hook.
It's kind of like No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
We moved into a new place recently. We put a key hook on the wall on both doors, front and back.
Ooh, that means you're going to have, sometimes it'll be on the front, sometimes it'll be in the back.
That's fine, because at least it's going on. Because if I go through the back door and I have my keys and I'm just thinking it'll go on the table, and now they're under the table now.
I kind of think he's going to get confused.
I would never get confused because I'm so smart. It's brilliant. But basically, we got key hooks, and every time I go in the house, I think there's the key goes on the hook. Because before I was losing my keys, and we'd be like, Sarah, I have to leave. Where are my keys?
Oh, the worst feeling.
Do you know where the keys are? Ah! And then we wouldn't have them.
My job at the house is find the thing that Maggie put down somewhere.
Of course.
I'm finding her phone. I'm really good at
it.
I'm able to kind of get into the mind and find it.
You retrace your steps. You're like, what would I do if I was Maggie? Okay, phone down. It's like Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
I also have a strong belief that when things go missing at my house, just wait.
Yeah, I agree.
They turn up. It's not like
a waste for an appointment. Hey, babe, just wait.
Well, it's like sometimes it's like, oh, I can't find my wallet.
Yeah.
And Megan would be like, what do you mean you can't find your? And I'm like, don't worry. It's here. She's like, well, you got to cancel your car. So I'm like, no, I don't. Yeah.
10 times out of 10, it's in your pocket.
It's in my pocket, in the jacket that I wore yesterday that I took off in the guest room to lay on my heat mat. Like, it's give me... Give me.
Hey, is that hashtag relatable to you? Do you hard key relate with sitting in your guest room?
I don't even soft key relate.
Sitting in your quote unquote guest room and laying on your heat mat. Hey, kids, do you hard key have a guest room? Oh my God. 9 times out of 10, it's because I'm laying on my heat mat.
Okay, you know what? You have a guest room, too. You just put a baby in there.
That's a good point. Yeah, he's technically a guest.
He's a guest. He's an 18-year guest. He doesn't pay.
No, I totally agree with the let it wait thing, because all the time I'm like, where the fuck are my AirPods? And it's like, they're in a pocket.
They're going to be fucking there. Just wait. Yeah. They're just going to, they're in the bag that you brought to the gym that you threw.
Just do it.
Wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it.
All right,
we gotta get off of here.
Bye.
Bye.